Hi guys, it's your girl Marilyn Tantrum here. Welcome to episode 3 of Talk Derby to Me. So first of all, hey, I reached second most popular podcast in sports and rec this week. So thank you everyone for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for everything. This just started, like I said, in all my podcasts so far, which is a whole three. This just started for me, you know. This is how I keep motivated. I keep motivated by listening to myself. I always say that ourselves are our biggest motivators. You know, no one's going to go out and skate. It's us that has to go out and skate. So this just started for me, listening to myself and going, yes, because I'm all about positivity. So, and I've got really good feedback from everyone. So thanks heaps for the messages. Thanks heaps for the feedback. I really, really appreciate it. But like I always say in my podcast, this is all opinion based. This is all internet research. This is all secondhand information from other people and some stuff that I have experienced through my derby journey. So always get other people's opinions. So this week we're going to start talking about, I'm going to cover outdoor skates. I want to talk about league love, which is extremely important to me. And I'm going to talk about burnouts, which is also something that we all come across. And I have also a new skater of the week. So let's start off with what I've gotten written down first, and that's outdoor skates. Now, I love outdoor skating, and I only discovered outdoor skating last year when I moved to Newcastle, because we've got some great tracks here. But my God, are they fun. It really is great, especially that we're coming up to the end of the year, to maintain your fitness. And if anyone is a curvier lady like I am, you know, we're curvy for a reason. We like food. We like sitting down. Jeans are a huge factor. You know, we don't have the best jeans. Not saying that, I do love my body. I'm just saying that I love food and I love sitting. So you know, the end of year is coming up. We've got a month or so to go, and Christmas time just means kilos and lazy tantrum time. So outdoor skates are massive. One, they're free, love free. Two, they can be really social. Like get on your Facebook, get on your little mobile phones, iPhones or whatever people have. And invite people. You know, you'd be surprised how many people are actually interested in going for an outdoor skate. Like, you'd probably go, oh, you know, that person, I don't really know them that well. No, fuck it. Just invite them. What's the worst that can happen? They say no, you know, and they go, oh, you know, that person thought of me. That's fucking cool. So get on there. I'm going for an outdoor skate at this time. Yada, yada. And clock your kilometres. You know, you'd be surprised how easy it is to knock out 10Ks. If I can do it, you can do it. And outdoor skates are great for skill, believe it or not, because, you know, you'll see a big crack and you'll have to jump it or skip it. You know, you'll be coming up to, you know, a random road and you're like, oh, shit, better tomahawk, better T-stop, you know. And you're doing these skills without actually thinking that you're doing the skills. So it's a great little training session for you, even though you don't think you're doing it. Sometimes I come down hills and I'll be T-stopping and I go, you know what, I'm going to try my bad side T-stop. Bam, done, you know. So outdoor skates are really fun for fitness, great for social, which is hard for me. I'm not a huge social person, so I try and stay social with my league. And they're so fun. They really are. Stay hydrated with summer. And yeah, please stay hydrated, because it's so important, especially with the sun beating down on us and all that stuff. So yeah, outdoor skates, great. Do them over Christmas. You'll be surprised how fast your fitness jumps. My God, honey, you 1 minute you're skating for 10 minutes going, fuck this. The next week you're doing it for an hour and you're like, I'm loving life. So yeah, outdoor skates, extremely important, and it keeps you motivated. highly recommend them. Do it. So that kind of comes on to the next subject, which is league love. And I did cover this a bit in the first podcast, but I want to cover it a lot more now. League love. I had this amazing quote that I've come up with, and love your league and your league will love you. And I really do stand by that. We're getting to the time now where, you know, especially in our league, we're moving around and stuff at the moment without even getting too much into it. And it's just amazing the amount of people that are willing to pull up their hands and say, I can help. But it's also amazing the amount of people that don't put up their hand and say, hey, I can help. So, yeah, please love your league. I mean, it didn't just start the day you walked in the door. I know I've said this before, but I'm saying it again. It started by passionate people starting something great. And people are going to come and people are going to go. And choose how you want to be remembered. Do you want to be remembered as that person that came to training once a week and fucked off? Or do you want to be remembered as that person who, they really fucking helped out? You know what? They have kids and they work a job and they still put in time, you know? Everyone helps, makes light work for other people. And I really want to enforce that. Like, you know, I understand we're all busy and kids and work and housework, which I did today, god damn it. And, you know, it can get too much, but, you know, you can't just come to training and then just fuck off. So much happens behind closed doors that we don't know about. You know, you've got the meetings and you've got social skates, you've got people that take attendance and coaches, going away teams that, oh my god, like I haven't even covered half of it. There is so much that goes on beyond training. Please love your league, guys. Please put in 100%. Please go, you know what, I'll mop the floor up, or I'll come in early today and set up. Ask the coach if they need help. You know, it's really not hard. And even if they say no, you know what, you've put out your hand, you've done the right thing. So yeah, I really can't stress that enough. Pay your dues on time. We call them dues. Fees, whatever you want to call them, it costs money to skate. Unfortunately, it costs money to do this wonderful thing that we do. Help out for bouts. My God, putting on a bout is so fucking stressful. So please help out. Don't just stand around talking, rock up at the last minute. Please help out for bouts. You know, it's just so stressful putting on a fucking bout. So even if you get there and you're helping someone unload a car, doesn't matter. You're helping. So please help. So yeah, coming up to end of year, you know, it's pretty much end of bout time, ending of training season. So we're all starting to relax a bit. We're all starting to go, oh, you know, that was awesome. Another year done. You know, write down your goals that you've done this year. Please go, okay, so what have I done this year? I've done A, B, and C, tick, tick, tick. Write down your goals for next year, guys. Don't forget, okay, Derby's over, I'm going to go get fat, even though it's so tempting. Do your outdoor skates. Write down your goals for next year. I know I'm going to. This is great for earlier skaters too, like people that are higher up. I mean, you guys are fucking amazing. Fuck you. But, you know, write goals down, you know. This year I want to be able to do, you know, 30 laps in 5, or I want to be able to do the best crossovers. And it's always important to have goals that you can achieve, not that someone else can make happen for you. For example, you can't get into a rep team because I'm pretty sure that's someone's choice. You know, we're going to get this person in. That's the way it is for our league. Like, you have to get into the rep team by getting chosen. So that's someone else's decision. You can work towards it by fitness and showing up and attendance and, you know, love and life and good attitude. But you can't control someone's decision. So please have goals that you can set yourself, which is fitness goals, which is, I'm you know, contact drills, things you have control of. That's very important, because if you go, I want A, B, and C, and that's not through your decisions or through to something you can achieve, it's going to be really upsetting when you don't, you know, achieve them. So please set realistic goals, which we've already spoken about. I want to go through burnouts now. Now, this is something that's very near and dear to my heart because I had a burnout a couple of months ago. It's like the Derby Girl's worst nightmare. Oh my God, she's burnt out. Oh, fuck me, she's burnt out. Or, you know, you look at that little skater in the corner who just is at every training session and at every committee meeting and they're like, wow, they're going to burn out soon. It's just what happens. When you love something, sometimes it doesn't love you back and you're like, oh God, fuck it all. So you really need to find the difference between obsession and passion. Now, these two words are very different. Passion is I love this thing and I'm going to give it 100%, but I've got a life as well. But I'm passionate about this thing. Obsession, nothing else matters but this thing being Derby. So nothing else matters but Derby. Very unhealthy. We need to have things away from Derby. Derby is a passion, yes, but we cannot make it our obsession because we're not going to have Derby forever. Forever being the day we die. I mean, we're going to move around, we're going to have kids, so we're going to do things that aren't Derby orientated. That's what I mean forever. I mean, you could be in it forever. You could be a coach, then you become an NSO, then you retire and be a coach. That's fine. You can have skating in your life forever. But when I mean Derby, you're realistically not going to have Derby in your life forever. So that's what I mean by the burnout. You know, you do something, you become obsessed with something. So nothing else matters. Your partner, your kids, jobs, you live for something. When that something goes, what do you have? This is why obsession is unhealthy. Same with the relationships. You obsess over a boy, then you get with them and you go, oh, that wasn't that great. Well, you've got nothing else to live for. So please find the difference between passion and obsession, because obsession is a very unhealthy word, where passion is a beautiful, sexy word that we should have passion in our lives because we're only here once and we need to love our passions. So when I'm talking about burnouts, avoid living for roller derby. What I do to avoid burnouts, and because I actually recently did have a burnout, I just like went off Facebook and had a sulk for 2 weeks, and it really affected my training. Like there was a month there where I don't think I really went to training, and it's not good because missing a whole month of training when you're at the level I'm at, it's really crucial for fitness and stuff. So I got some tips. I looked online, I've asked a few people. So these are some tips to avoid burning out. Have a day, one day a week, where there's just no derby. And you can still skate. Skating and derby is two different things. No derby, which means generally no Facebook. All those roller derby girls out there know what I'm talking about. Facebook is now roller derby. Like, I can't go onto my Facebook now without seeing something to do with roller derby 6 or 7 times, which is fine. That's my choice and I love it. But it just means that I have to now not spend as much time on Facebook because it's derby, derby, derby. Watch this game and watch this game and look at my new helmet sticker and, oh, I'm going for a skate and I want to come. It's fucking full on. So one day a week without Facebook and without emails is really healthy. Pick a day. Scheduling is key. Like every Tuesday is a non-Facebook day, for example. And on that Tuesday, I'm going to concentrate on me or my husband or my wife or my kids or cleaning my house. There's that many fucking things. You know, I'm going to go for coffee that day with my girlfriend, a non-Derby girlfriend. I don't know if I've got any of them anymore, but it's really healthy to have non-Derby girlfriends. So you can talk about what's going on in the rest of the world. And it sometimes seems like, I don't care what's going on in the rest of the world. You fucking should. Don't be so arrogant. So, you know, the world is going fine, you know, without knowing about Derby. So you need to, you know, see what is in the world. So A perfect non-derby day for me would be I'm not going on my computer unless I have to. I love cleaning. So I clean my house, I make myself a beautiful lunch, I go to the gym and do non-derby workouts. So I'm going to do core, I'm going to do some running, I watch fucking MTV, I watch trashy TV all day. I have a nice dinner with my husband and it's sex night. Monday night sex night. So that for me is a perfect non-derby day. And I wake up in the morning fresh, ready for training, ready to watch some games on YouTube, ready to do derby orientated things. So please have a non-derby day, especially people that are just coming into roller derby, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and they're like, you can't get enough of it. I know, I was this person. I was like, I can't get enough. I'm going to NSO every game, and I'm going to only wear derby clothes, and I'm going to skate every day, and oh my God, like, I love that, and I was that person, but my God, 6 months later, I'm like, oh God, I hate skating, fuck it all. So please, healthy, obsession and passion, two different things. Please be mindful of what you're doing, because it's very important for the human race not to be obsessed with anything. Passion is a beautiful thing. So yeah, another point I've got is find something that you love that's not derby. So for me, I love cooking. I'm actually a cook by trade, and I love cooking. So I enjoy going grocery shopping and cooking a nice meal. And that's got nothing to do with roller derby. So something that I would love, which I've done today, is I've gone grocery shopping, I bought a big fuck off steak, big ass bottle of wine, and I'm going to do like the best steak, salad and homemade chips ever. And I can't wait to cook it. So find something that you love that's not derby. It could be painting, drawing, going to the gym, you know, absolutely anything. So yeah, find something that you love that's not derby. Because like I said, one day you might get injured and you won't have derby as an option. One day you might move and there's no league there. Like, please don't have everything in life for derby. But remember, it is our passion and we love it. And that's why we should outdoor skate as well, because we feel like we're burning out, go for an outdoor skate, because this is why we play derby, because we love skating. So always remember why we play roller derby. We love skating, we love hitting bitches. So sometimes just go for a skate and go have some boxing or something, you know. So just please find that healthy balance between, you know, what I was saying before, healthy balance with everything in life. Work, social, our partners, kids. It's a healthy balance, and it's very hard to find it. It is really hard to find it, but these are just some things that I've read. Another thing, if you feel like you're burning out, tell someone. Please tell someone. Tell your derby wife. Tell your coach. Tell your grievance officer. Just go, hey, I think I'm burning out. I think I just need to cry. Can I cry? I'm going to cry. And then just start crying. It's okay to tell people how you feel. You know, I come across as, I'm this badass bitch. I don't want to tell anyone how I feel. And I've kind of let that go now. I cry all the time. I tell people how I feel. And it just makes you feel so much better. And you know what they're going to say to you? It's okay. I had a burnout last year. It's fucking hilarious. And this is how you find common ground with people you don't know. And to for someone to touch you on the back and say, it's okay, this is normal, it makes you feel less of a fucking freak. So communication is the key with roller derby, as we all know, in a game and out of a game. Just someone go, I'm not okay. I'm burning out, or I'm not okay that girl over there made fun of me. Tell someone about it, you know, because emotions are key to a good training session. Okay, so that's pretty much burning out. I mean, it's such a huge subject. I could talk about it for another hour, but I'm just going to repeat myself. So This brings me to my Skater of the Week. And I'm so excited about Skater of the Week. I know it's kind of corny, but I love it. And, yeah, that's all that matters. Because it's my fucking podcast. I can do whatever I want. Now, this girl is awesome. I met this girl probably about 6 months ago. And she skates for CCRG. So she's Central Coast, sorry, Central Coast Roller Derby League. I just assume that everybody knows that things that I know, which is terribly selfish, I'm sorry. Central Coast Roller Derby League. She plays for the Voodoo Dollies, which is a team that I have played for. I had the honour of playing with them. They are just a beautiful, they had the best uniform. So look up the Voodoo Dollies, and they're on the Central Coast. They're great. Really good venue as well, so... this fabulous person, Roxy Von Tees, I actually know this person. I chose Roxy because I only vaguely know her, where last week I had Shortstop and I don't know her at all. So I've picked someone I kind of vaguely know. I've chosen this little badass for a few reasons. When I first met her, I met her when I was a guest at CCRG when I was going to play with the Voodoo Dollies, and she probably stood out the most for me out of that team because she just had this big bum like me, and she just had this bit of attitude kind of like I do, like we're both kind of loud, and I just looked at her and I'm like, okay, so I'm going to love you or hate you, and I felt the same. She probably looked at me and went, I'm going to love her or hate her. And I really like her, so I really love her, and I'm assuming she loves me, because why not, you know? So I really like this person. I think that she's got a lot of potential. I watch her skate whenever I can. I do scrimmage with her every now and then, and she has a lot of potential, this girl. She has the fire in her belly that really sticks out for me, and I love watching skaters with fire in their belly, because I'm like, yes, I love that. You know, this is why we play roller derby. And she's got an amazing Pommy accent, which I love English accents. I grew up with a lot of English backgrounds. And, yeah, so I feel very close to home when I talk to her. So she's beautiful. So I asked her the usual questions, and I'm going to skim through them. And, you know, I asked her what her favourite food was, and that's Mexican. I'm like, oh, yeah, Mexican, you know, very nice, very nice. But she also likes her English roast because she's a Pom, so fuck yeah. This is an important question that I ask all my favourite skaters, and what makes you you? So I'm like, what makes Roxy Roxy? And she basically said, you know, Roxy's a fun girl, she's silly, she's extremely cheeky, flirtatious, she says a lot of things, you know, a lot of cheeky things, she's very caring and she's very, very wild. And I can put my hand up and say, yes, she is wild, like, she has got some attitude and I love that. But it's not shit attitude, it's good attitude, and I love that. I love someone with a bit of sass, and she's got a bit of sass, and I love that. And I said, what movies does she like? She's a Disney fan. I love that. I'm also a massive Disney fan. She loves the Pixar shit, Monsters, Inc., Despicable Me, Shrek, you know, all that stuff. I love that. They're things that you can take you back to your childhood, so that's really cool. I asked her where she's from, and she's a Pom, but she's been here for 6 years, so she's pretty Aussie. I asked her if she likes cats or dogs. Now, I love this question because I fucking hate cats. But she says she loves all animals and she grew up with cats, but she has a Labrador now, which I love. Labradors are the best. So, awesome. I know soon I'm going to get a cat person and I'm going to be like, oh no. But I'll take the piss out of them somehow. Now, this is also a really important question I asked Roxy, and her derby dreams. And like I said, this girl's got aspirations, and I can see that. That's why I wanted to ask her this question, and it's, you know, what are your dreams? And she said short term, she wants to be on the Bent Track, Battle of the Bent Track. If no one knows what that is, look it up, because I couldn't be bothered talking about it. But it's fucking amazing, so look it up, Battle of the Bent Track. She wants to be part of her rep squad, which is awesome. I'm pretty sure they're called the Valkyries from memory. I've played with against the Valkyries, fucking great team. So yes, you'll definitely get there, Roxy. You belong in that little badass team. And long-term goal is Team Australia. Think big, dream big. I love it. I'm always about dreaming big because that's all we have at the end of the day, our dreams, honey, our dreams. I love it. You're going to do it, honey, because you fucking want it. So keep doing that. Ask how long she's been skating for. She's been skating for 13 months. So she's a baby skater like me. And she has big dreams. I love it. So yeah, keep dreaming big. What else have I really asked her? I think that's all I really asked her from memory, but I just really wanted to know what made her her and her derby dreams. So yeah, that's my girl, Skatey, Roxy Von, Skatey, yeah, sweet, Roxy Von Tees. And from memory, I think her number's 13. I'm not sure. I should know. I should have asked her. This is how amazing I am. So yeah, she's fucking cool. Look out for her because she's coming to the rep squad very soon. She's got fire in her belly. Cool chick for a pom. She's all right for a pom. Like, she's fucking cool. So if you ever get to go to CCRG or watch the Voodoo Dollies, look out for her because she's fucking cool. So yeah, it's a small podcast this week. I don't like to go anything over half an hour because it does get boring, and I think you can get more out of littler podcasts. Same with reading on the net when you're reading people's blogs. If they're like 2 pages, oh, Snoresville, honey. Jesus Christ. Small is good. So yeah, we've covered the outdoor skates. Please outdoor skate. My God, you're going to love it. Sunny, windy, whatever. And like, if it starts raining, fuck yeah, it's a challenge to get back, isn't it? it's just, you're going to push yourself. Like, oh, I'm going to go faster. It looks like it's going to storm. And you're going to see those cracks in the road that you can jump. You're going to see obstacles that's going to scare you. And you should do something that scares you with roller derby. What's the worst that could happen? You're going to fall. Hey, we fall all the time, right? Well, there's a lot that worse could happen, but we're not going to talk about it. If we talk about it, it will happen. So just do something that scares yourself. You know, I do. I'm trying to learn how to jump 360 at the moment. It scares the living piss out of me. But hey, it's roller derby. We scare ourselves. So yeah. Look after your fitness during the break. Please look after your fitness during the break, because when we go back in February or January, wherever, oh God, it's so hard. You go to do laps and you're like, hang on. I'm pretty sure I could do this a lot easier. So look after your fitness. Love your league. My goodness. Please love your league. Give 100% when it comes to your league. Help out on bouts. All that shit. Help out your coach. Help out your committee. Love it. Yeah, and your burnouts. Please don't burn out, guys. We all need you. We all love everybody in our league. We need you. So please avoid burning out. Get the fuck off Facebook. Get the fuck off your phone. Get out in the sunshine. Go hang out with a non-derby friend if we have any. I will struggle to find one myself. So, you know, spend some more time with your partner. Spend some more time with your kids. Go to the beach. Just do some non-derby things. It's so good for you. So yeah, that's it for me this week. It's been pretty boring podcast, but you know, it's coming up to the end of the year. Fuck it all. So much love to everyone. Thank you for the downloads. Thank you for the love. And I'll see you next week. Bye.